It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. Quarter number two here, the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle, Jim Galante, here to help you, help steer you through these uncertain times, especially when it comes to the sporting world, which is why we're here. We would love to discuss everything that has to do with the coronavirus and its spread and all the science behind it, but we frankly are not qualified to do so. I am qualified to make a comment, and this isn't exactly new, but you don't need 100 packs of toilet paper. If that hasn't been made clear to you, let that be made clear to you. That's my only social commentary on this. Hold on. Let me get on my soapbox for a minute. The store still had those when I went. Picture what, as you fight the urge to decide, you have four packs of toilet paper. It's the last four packs on the shelf. Picture your 75-year-old neighbor coming to the store, needing that one item and not being able to get it because you're geared up to last through August. Just be mindful. You know, I think that's just the overwhelming lesson, I think, in all of this to all of us, is be mindful of the other people. Don't think about yourself so much that you kick aside these things. And this is new for me.
I'm just going to put it this way. Remember that if you don't get food, you're not going to need toilet paper. So maybe start somewhere or some other aisle in the grocery store.
Well, that's a win-win. You're looking for cost savings.
That's right.
Win-win.
Hey, thanks. But I think we do appreciate the people that are working at these stores still, too. I mean, I went into a grocery store around here on Saturday, and it was just pure chaos. I mean, it seemed like they had every employee that was on their payroll working, and it didn't really make much of a dent.
I walked through the paper aisle to get to the meat aisle, which was also bare. And I ran into a manager, and I said to the manager, I was like, when do you think people are going to find their minds again? And he's like, I have no idea. It's been obviously more noticeable over the past week, but he said it goes back about 3 weeks whenever the origins of this kind of popped up here.
And it's fine that you want to take care of yourself and your family, but let's not forget that when you're starting to hoard something, that means somebody else won't get it. And if we're on this soapbox about selfish people, I've been going crazy all weekend seeing these pictures of bars being packed and young people is just saying, hey, even if I get it, it's not going to be serious.
Yeah.
Well, how about if you get it and then give it to somebody else who's not in the same boat? So
there are particularly two groups of people that I'm concerned about when it comes to the spread of this thing. One is stupid young people, because I can picture myself being 21 and saying the exact same thing. I'm not judging people for that, because I feel like there's a lot of us who make the same young, dumb mistake. You feel invincible or whatever. You're healthy, so it doesn't affect you. So there's that group. And then there's the group that just that believes it's all either a hoax or overblown by the quote-unquote media. Those people also are the ones who aren't taking it seriously enough.
And for those who think it's overblown, and even if it is, wouldn't it not be much better to be overly cautious and then a couple months from now look back and say, gee, why did we have to take all those precautions? Isn't it better that way?
You're thinking too much, Jim.
Than to underplay it and have the worst case scenario.
So the latest on this thing is the Center for Disease Control on Sunday recommended, and I think we're going to see recommendations as we've seen progress more
in
the mandates. no gatherings of 50 plus people in all kinds of ways. Weddings, sporting events obviously fall under that umbrella for 8 weeks. 8 weeks of that.
Yeah.
And you do the quick math, and we're into the middle of May here, and you think about the spring sports season and all that.
Yep.
But I feel like we should probably get into Penn State college football specific. What all this means, and obviously, well, for starters.
So I must say that I was pretty impressed by how Penn State kind of handled all this. I mean, they basically were proactive and ahead of almost everyone when it came to canceling the blue white game and everything else. And you know, when I posted and was putting on Twitter the news that the blue white game was canceled, I got a few responses from folks that were like, oh, why would they do that? That's ridiculous. Why would they do it already? I mean, if they didn't do it this Thursday, they would have had to have done it by yesterday. I mean, everything just kind of took that direction in a hurry. And what more could they do? But the other thing, too, but the one thing that was interesting to me is that, you know, Shaka Toney was on Twitter and he was saying, you know, all the other college students are home, but we're going to be here for spring practice. And that was kind of my first aha moment. Like, man, they better get ahead of this thing or something's going to go wrong at some point. And, you know, they obviously ended up doing that.
And again, football and basketball and locker rooms and all the contact with the sport. Gee, that's probably not the best environment when you have something like this going around. Yeah. So, and, you know, all three of us sitting here are huge sports fans. We're all disappointed, but all you got to do is take it to that next level. Is it really the most important thing here? And the answer is no. You should work with the be much more cautious. What I was wondering, Greg, and I'm sure we're going to have time to talk about this, but is there any talk at all about having a later spring practice, changing the whole college football schedule?
I think at some point there will be. And I think the NCAA, and you know what really disappointed me was the fact that Kevin Warren, the new Big Ten commissioner, has been absent completely during all of this. And it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to hear his voice at some point about what the Big Ten plans to do. But I think the NCAA, at some point, you know, they instituted the recruiting dead period. I don't know if they put a moratorium on spring practice, but it does seem like they encouraged the conferences to. And that was what led to that statement from the Big Ten over the weekend. Remember when the SEC was kind of like, yeah, we're having spring practice, we don't really care. And then, you know, I'm sure that a few Big Ten coaches at least piped up and said, hey, if they're doing it, you know, we need to do it too. Otherwise, we're going to be at a competitive disadvantage. But I would think that they have to at some point give those 15 practices back, whether it be in July and, you know, they give them more time to work before the season, whether it's in May, if and when, you know, that restriction is lifted. But right now, I mean, you know, you just said, you know, they're asking or demanding whatever, that not have gatherings of 50 people, more than 50 people. College football practices, there's 100 people there minimum. That's just the roster plus all the all the staff and everything else.
And in the locker room where, you know, everything, that it doesn't matter if you break up the team or whatever. But I think to your point about standardizing all that, everybody's going to be working through the same obstacles, presumably. Everybody's going to be working off the same calendar. As long as there's not one team that can find an advantage in all this, then I think college football is going to be just fine. I think there's a lot to work out when it comes to the recruiting calendar and the practice calendar and how these teams can begin preparations for the season when, you know, we're looking at late May at the absolute earliest. And that probably is dependent on people out in society doing the right thing, because if there's any sign of alarm whatsoever, if there's still growing number of coronavirus cases, if there's still a threat of this thing, no university on the planet will bring kids back in from a liability standpoint,
right,
to do any of this stuff. So I think we're looking at late May, best case scenario. What happens then? Maybe they give out all or some of those 15 practices. Maybe I'm not sure what goes on there. There's still a lot to learn.
And as much as we hope that there's they're planning these things out, they also have to do the old play it by ear. Baseball is an example. Major League Baseball, I think, gave a date initially of like April 9th.
Yeah, and that's silly too. It's like, why are you doing that? Yeah,
that was crazy. I don't think anyone believed them. Mm-hmm. And now, just from this 8 weeks of, you know, no more than 50 people, well, there goes April 9th, you know. But I think that was expected anyway. And maybe the lesson there is, you know, at least qualify it. Our best case scenario was April 9th, but it'll be dependent on what's going to come from here.
What about a team like Pitt that doesn't get 50 fans in the stands? Can they still play games?
You just had to do that.
I did have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy. Nice.
Low hanging fruit.
It's red meat for our fan base here. But yeah, there's a lot to work out. There's a dead period when it comes to recruiting until at least April 15th.
Right, but let's be clear that means that, you know, I saw some of the stuff on social media. So keep in mind that if I'm a college football coach, I can still text that senior that I want to come, you know,
yeah,
commit to me. I can still call him on the phone. So the challenge now, and this is why Penn State continuously is trying to add people to its graphics department, people to its recruiting department, because the challenge now is how are you going to differentiate yourself? Because you and everybody else can send 500 text messages a day. That's fine. But, you know, at some point that kid's going to get sick of his phone going ding, 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 ding. So you got to make sure that that one or two messages you might send a day, that those are impactful enough to really stick out amid a sea of stuff that all these other schools are sending.
And the fact is, it's usually at Penn State, it's a visit to campus. That's mm-hmm. the critical thing with the recruits. And I'm sure it's like that with most of the other schools also. And if that's not happening, where it, again, it's something we'll be addressing more, I'm sure, as the weeks go on. Penn State currently has only two recruits. Now, on the normal calendar, not a big deal. You know, it might be the summer or the fall when pace picks up. But now, the fact that you're behind in that way, does it negatively affect you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And right. When it comes to Penn State, here's what I would say about that. There are, and I don't know what the answer is whenever you expect Penn State to be further along than two commitments, and now you run into this roadblock. Now you have new coaches who can't make in-person meetings possible with kids that they maybe haven't met in person yet, and there are some challenges that come with that. From a general point of view, I don't think there's a whole lot of coaches in the country who can learn, understand, process the NCAA rules, whatever they might be, and not necessarily find a competitive advantage in them, but play with them and make the most of the rules than James Franklin. I think he's shown that. So from a recruiting standpoint, from a, you know, how is our program going to process these bizarre times? I think James Franklin is going to do as good a job as anybody. I'm not sure there's any evidence out there to suggest the contrary. You can make, you can have issues with the way that he calls timeouts or makes game day decisions, but stuff like this, administrative stuff and organizational type stuff, I think James Franklin, whatever there is to make the most of, I think he's going to make the most of this situation.
I'm sure he will, but this is not something he could have planned for.
No. We always make jokes about that he didn't plan for the weather delay at Michigan State. And now that's on his list of things to plan for, he's going to add pandemic to his list now.
Well, listen, the first whiff of things being delayed and stuff, I'm sure his mind went to this place. What if?
Right.
What if? Mm-hmm. And so they're thinking through this stuff. We'll see what happens. We'll be here with you the whole time. For now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk with Jeff Brown about Penn State basketball, what all this stuff means for them. Stick around.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.